Welcome to The Central Focus, an online ministry of the Central Church of Christ in Paducah, Kentucky. We're glad that you joined us for our midweek devotional podcast. My name is Adam Fawn. I'm one of the ministers here at Central. If you haven't yet subscribed to the podcast, we hope that you will do that and tell others about the work that we do here at Central, especially through the podcast. If you're in our area, we'd love to have you worship with us at any time. We meet at 9:30 on Sunday morning for Bible classes and 10:30 for worship. We meet at 2201 Washington Street in Paducah. You know, I love to hear stories about children. They just do interesting things. Sometimes they do things that amaze us. Sometimes they do very funny things. And it's the second of those that is true of a little boy in the city of Wyoming, Michigan. He was just 5, and he decided he needed to make a phone call one night because he was hungry. But his grandmother was asleep, and so he called with a little request. The little boy's name was Isaiah Hall. He called and asked someone, "Can you bring me McDonald's?" Well, that's not a bad request for a 5-year-old to make. I think most of us who've been around 5-year-olds have been asked that question. But notice I said he made a phone call to ask that question. He called 911, and the only question he asked the dispatcher was, "Can you bring me McDonald's?" Well, the dispatcher said she told him no, but she actually did send out a police dispatch just to make sure everything was okay, because we can't be too careful in this modern world, sadly, in which we live. And so a police officer from the town of Wyoming, Michigan, his name was Dan, the request made him laugh, but he made his way out to the house. He actually passed by McDonald's, didn't buy anything, but he actually thought about it. But where the story gets even more funny was that when the police officer finally reached the young boy's house, he made sure everything was okay, but before he asked the question, the first thing the boy said to the police officer was, "My grandma's gonna be so mad. Can you please go away?" Well, children do some very funny things. But I found that little story and thought it was just interesting that there was a boy who called 911 asking for McDonald's. And it just made me think about the requests of children. Have you ever been around where a child prays? When children pray, they just ask God and thank God for everything. And if you don't want your food to get cold, you might not want to ask a child to lead the prayer, because they're going to thank God for mommy and for daddy and for the napkins and the doorknobs and the dog outside and the dog next door, and it just goes on and on and on. And we sometimes chuckle at that, but does it not also remind us of a heart that we sometimes need to have? You see, sometimes as we get a little bit older, our prayers, well, sometimes we just stop praying. And other times our prayers become almost just formulaic. We make sure we say the exact same things in some pious way, but sometimes there's no heart behind it. Children remind us that we can pray to God at all times. We can make any request. And sometimes as we grow and mature, we do have a legitimate concern that we don't want our prayers to be selfish, and certainly we don't want our prayers to be selfish. That's something we know we should avoid. But prayer is simply communication with God. And God wants to hear all that's on our heart. I know sometimes in my own life I struggle because I only want to pray about the big stuff. And God, I know He cares about the small stuff in my life, but sometimes I don't want to take those things before Him in prayer because, well, they're just not very important. They're not big. But if they're on my heart, then they're just as important to my Heavenly Father. And I don't need to be afraid to take what might seem like very small matters before Him. One of the beautiful things about prayer and being constant in prayer, and being regular in prayer as far as praying for both big things and small things, praying for both victories and defeats, just praying all the time, is that over time, our prayers begin to bring us more in line with the will of God. If we pray all the time, we'll begin to realize that over time, we're not praying selfish prayers anymore. We really are praying about all things in a way that trusts God, in a way that realizes He can do and He loves and he just wants what's best for us ultimately. You know, 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 17 is a very short verse with a lot of meaning. When Paul wrote to that church at Thessalonica, and he said, "Pray without ceasing." I love that little verse. And that verse reminds me, in the context of what we're thinking about in this program, that we can pray about things both big and small. Just like that little 5-year-old boy in that town in Michigan called 911 and asked for McDonald's. In a little bit bigger way, but also a very important way, you and I can take anything before the Almighty throne of God and make certain that we will have a fair hearing if we ask in faith. I hope this has encouraged you. Maybe it's encouraged you to say a prayer. Maybe it's encouraged you to be more constant in prayer. And maybe it's encouraged you to just think about your prayer life and not be concerned about taking things both big and small before God's throne. Prayer is a beautiful relationship, a beautiful privilege that we have from our Father, and we hope that you will take advantage of it always and constantly to pray without ceasing. Thank you for joining us on this week's midweek program. If you haven't yet subscribed to the podcast, make sure you do that, and make sure you tell others about it online or just through word of mouth. We would greatly appreciate it if you would let someone know about the Central Focus. And as always, we want to encourage you to make sure your Central Focus is always on Jesus.